Despite having the world's most powerful navy, the United States cannot force the Strait of Hormuz open, which every U.S. military expert knew would be closed if Iran was attacked. This is why the U.S. Navy is miles away, and it is why America's NATO allies are refusing to participate. The Iranians may have suffered the brutal shock and awe of the United States military, but they have been preparing for decades. And as the U.S. is already running low on weapons, Iran has plans for a long-term asymmetrical war, a defensive fight for their very existence. Iran has the moral high ground, and they're holding practically all the cards. By his own admission, Trump expected a quick, decisive victory. He ignored warnings from experts and instead listened to his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, Steve Witkoff, and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, who is wanted by the International Criminal Court for war crimes. With a smile on his face, the President of the United States has said that it's fun to kill the Iranians and that they are genetically inferior. By any historical standard, America has never had a president speak in such a manner. It has been confirmed that the United States has murdered almost 200 schoolgirls with Tomahawk missiles fired at an elementary school. Trump said he can live with it, and Secretary of War Pete Hegseth said there would be no quarter, no mercy. While ongoing U.S.-Iran nuclear talks were taking place in Geneva, Israel launched major airstrikes against Iran, followed by the U.S. Iran and the U.S. began negotiations again in Geneva early last February, and Iran agreed to degrade its nuclear stockpiles. 2 days after negotiations ended, Trump attacks Iran. Deceptive diplomacy has been used to attack Iran twice in the past year. It would be unreasonable for them to trust anything that the U.S. and Israel have to say. And it only encourages Iran to develop nuclear weapons, which they have yet to do. During the Korean War, the United States targeted the civilian population, killing approximately 20% of them, and destroyed nearly every major city in a scorched earth strategy, which included targeting dams to destroy the agricultural economy. This resulted in North Korea developing their own nuclear deterrent, a predictable outcome to an existential threat. And Trump recently admitted what the whole world already knows, that Israel has their own nuclear weapons. So why on earth would Iran not want to build their own? The U.S. Director of National Intelligence, Joe Kent, just submitted his letter of resignation. He wrote Trump that it is clear that we started this war due to pressure from Israel and its powerful lobby, and illustrated how, early in this administration, high-ranking Israeli officials and influential members of the American media deployed a misinformation campaign that wholly undermined your America First platform and sowed pro-war sentiments to encourage a war with Iran. This echo chamber was used to deceive you into believing that Iran posed an imminent threat to the United States and that should you strike now, there was a clear path to a swift victory. This was a lie and is the same tactic the Israelis used to draw us into the disastrous Iraq war that cost our nation the lives of thousands. He ended his resignation by writing, "I pray that you will reflect upon what we are doing in Iran and who we are doing it for. The time for bold action is now. You can reverse course and chart a new path for our nation, or you can allow us to slip further toward decline and chaos. You hold the cards." On the subject of Israel, the U.S. public discourse has changed dramatically. How this can overcome AIPAC's influence over an Epstein-compromised Congress is yet to be seen. But our founding fathers would certainly argue that a government of criminal child rapists should be abolished rather than allowed to drag the entire world into chaos and war. Trump is not known for being a reasonable man when it comes to humility. And as Alexander Dugin recently wrote, Trump is now totally free. Nothing can destroy his reputation more than it is destroyed already. No publication of Epstein files concerning his alleged criminal actions can make his image worse. Greg Reese reporting. The Reese Report is now fully funded by my Substack subscribers. Subscribe today and support my work at gregreese.substack.com.